And you're looking for only one thing: happiness. And happiness means love, charm, exchange. That's what you're looking for. But some people say, oh, I love cigarettes. Some people say, I love chocolate. And some people say, oh, I love this, I love that. But what is real love? You understand?
What?
Because many people ask, say, I love this, I love that. But is that real love or not? That is the question. So if I like chocolate, somebody else like cigarettes, somebody else say, I love this or I love that. Is that really a love or not? And the second question comes, is there anything that anybody will love? So then if we can understand that anybody can love something, it has to be one unified thing that everybody loves. Then you can understand, everybody loves beauty. If something beautiful, everybody loves that. When somebody say, I don't understand why it is beautiful, or we can say it is not the problem of the beauty, it is problem of you, because you have no eyes to see the beauty. So what we hear is, what we're doing here, we're trying to have the vision, the eyes, to see the beautiful things. And the most beautiful being is the God. If God exists, he must be very beautiful. If God does not exist, then everything we're doing has no meaning. Because we die, everything finishes. But if God exists, then you have to ask the question, if this world is so beautiful, why? Where is the source from? Where is it coming from? Then you can also understand, it has an original source. That the question of this world, the original source of this world, is more beautiful this world or not? Just like artists can produce art. But artists also have to be beautiful. To produce beautiful art, you have to have beautiful inside, beautiful mind. There's so many great Chinese artists. They produce art because inside they had very beautiful feelings. Maybe outside not looking like attractive or young, but in the heart, you understand. So now you can also understand one principle. The beauty has also internal quality. It is not always outside. Because some bad place can look very good, but inside very bad. So our internal question is to learn the internal beauty, just like the artist. You know, some Chinese artists, very hungry, no food, nothing, but when they do art, very beautiful. Understand? So then you can understand, in the heart, you get the inspiration for the beauty. So, that's what we're doing, trying to do, trying to chant names of Krishna. Because Krishna is all attractive. He's God. But to get that taste of Krishna, you must have something in your heart. Without that, you cannot see. So, that's, we're doing yoga. This yoga called Bhakti Yoga. It is not yoga of the mind, not yoga of the physics, it is yoga of the heart. And the principle of this yoga is very simple. Everybody likes it. Chanting, dancing, and eating. And by look at me, you can understand. I'm very serious. Because I do love eating. Even now, I'm talking to you, but I'm thinking about Prashadam. I'm also eating the sweet association with you and Mukhi and all the devotees. This is also food. You understand? You need different kind of food. Food must have nice color, nice smell. That's why people go to nice restaurant with nice view. Because you cannot eat like this. Do you understand? Like, you go to China, many people work, eat at work. But it's not what they want. When they have free time, they go with their friends and with the whole family, and they eat. You know, Chinese people like to eat with the whole family. Why? Like this eating, the same eating. But when you go with the whole family and you share food, you understand that you're giving to your friend, to your mother, to your father food, then you feel joy. Do you understand? So eating is the process. But the joy from eating is a different process. So the best joy you feel when you share food. But we have special food called prasada. Very, very beautiful. Because this food is not ordinary food. It's very magic food. Because that food has been offered to Krishna. And Krishna accepts that. And then that food has been given to everybody else. It is very, very nice because this food is not ordinary, it's food for the soul. So when you take prasada, and I'm sure you put some prasada here, and look at it, that is not only coming to your belly, it is coming to your heart. Because your soul also wants to eat, but your soul wants to eat spiritual food. Like your eyes want to eat beautiful scenes. Your ears want to eat beautiful sound. Your tongue wants to eat beautiful taste. Your nose wants to eat beautiful smell. But your soul wants prasada. And the back of and deep meaning of this prasada, it is food which will give you the love, finally. That's why if you take this tulsi leaf, you see this tree? If you're a qualified yogi, one leaf of this tree, you taste, you are like, big yogis in history of India, they were very, like in China, you know, very many Shaolin people, very qualified monk. But when they come to this tree, they smell and they're like, they lost their mind. Because this tree is pure love tree. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So just imagine, you were dancing today around the pure love tree. And maybe you don't feel now, it's okay, no problem. But when your heart will more open, you'll feel that. Everything about Krishna consciousness, you will later be able to feel, but you need different feeling, not these eyes. Not this tongue, not this mind. It's all coming through the soul. So as the soul gets awakened in Krishna consciousness, as the soul gets spiritual nourishment, you start feeling things with the soul. Then you don't need mind. Mind is very small things, like small computer. Heart can understand everything. You don't need ear, because your heart can listen everything. Your heart can listen everything what's going on in the world. Your soul can see with no eyes, you don't need eyes, you don't need mind, you don't need all the senses, because your heart, pure heart, can do everything. The heart is abode of all senses. All senses are meant to serve heart. So when you feel spiritual heart, Krishna conscious heart, then there is no need for any other external senses. Because soul can experience everything. So what we hear is not to use our mental platform, we're trying to experience spiritual, explore the spiritual consciousness. And how it is coming? It is coming through getting friendship with devotees. Because consciousness comes from consciousness. It's like Wi-Fi. We have Mukhi, she tells you something, and I tell her, you tell her. It's like, even if you don't speak, just being silent, just if you just like close your eyes and say, it's also good, no problem. Now you can open your eyes. Do you understand? So, if you just like come here and sit like meditation, there it is. But then you have also mantra. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunitam, Shri Abhinda Vradhar, Shri Vasadhuru Bhakti Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare. Then, you know, you take that mantra and chant. This is you do when you're by yourself. Understand? Always chant.
No, you know what's happening in your house?
Yes. Of course I know. But when you are devotees, there is no need even to think what you think now. All you have to do is open your heart, like, and it will come to you. Understand? Like, so there's guru. Guru means everywhere. So once you like satellite, like mobile phone, when you put arm ready to receive, immediately you receive. But you have to have like, your heart is like mobile phone. You must be open. Then you receive like this. That is going very nice. So no problem, just you know what I'm talking about. You're a special person, then you can understand. Because not everybody can understand. Some people, heart and mind very unclean. Do you understand? Just like you're cleaning your tooth, you're cleaning your body. The mind has to be clean every day. But clean mind, it is not 100% success. The 100% success is when through the mirror of the mind you can see your heart, then chanting must be in the heart, not in the mind. But beginning of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna mantra begins in the mind, but it's gradually coming to your heart. When it from mind will come to your heart, even if you don't chant with your lips or mind, it still will be chanting here. You will hear it, you understand? You will be, when you'll be sleeping, sometimes you'll be hear a sound in your heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, is it good? What is going on? It's Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, in your heart. Then you'll be very impressed. Then you can understand, because you can live separate from your body. And when one day will come, that body, you can, just like a bee flying from flower to flower, and your soul will fly to another destination. The body will remain here. But it will be just like the flower that bee took all the honey. And you fly in next life. But your next life will be more beautiful because your next body will be more beautiful. Because your mind and heart are beautiful. So you must get the beautiful body. This is Krishna consciousness like this. Very nice. I like it. You know, many, many thousand years before China, many people know about that. You know, China, many, many big monks, big sages, big spiritual people. Now, life is different. But most people want to enjoy their work, you know, children, family. But it's very hard. But with the Krishna consciousness, this can happen inside. Your external circumstance, it will not be a matter of you. Because when you chant Hare Krishna, your chant in your heart, anything you can do work, walking, sleeping, this mantra will go on. But necessary to chant every day. Understand? Every day. When I start, I chant many, many hours every day. But the best is to chant with devotees, with a group of devotees. Because that chanting will be more powerful. It's called Sankirtan. We can do that now. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda.
Yeah.
Пустили силу на мыло. Значит, сию я.